Cool, welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's new novella, The Narrow Road Between Desires, recorded in front of a live audience for the first time. This is page 142. Half the roof gaped open, a dark hole against the clearer blue sky. Walking up the long path through the fields, Bass turned a corner and saw Reich's house. It told a different story than the barn. It was small but tidy. The shingles needed some repair, but otherwise it looked well tended to. Yellow curtains were blowing out the kitchen window, and the flower box was spilling over with fox fiddle and marigold. There was a pen with a trio of goats on one side of the house. On the other side was a large garden. The fence was not much more than lashed together sticks, but Bass could see straight lines of flourishing greenery inside. Carrots. He still needed carrots. Craning his neck a bit, Bass saw several large, odd shapes behind the house. He took a few more steps to the side and eyed them before he realized they were beehives. Just then, there was a storm of barking, and two great floppy-eared dogs came bounding from the house toward Bass, baying for all they were worth. When they came close enough, Bass got down on one knee and wrestled with them playfully, scratching their ears and the ruffs of their necks. After a few minutes of this, Bass continued to the end of the page. My name is RJ.
I'm Joy.
I'm John.
All right.
So confirmed, Reich Williams.
Yep. Reich Williams. And I'm sure he knew the carrots were here. Or did he?
That seems to me like a happy accident, honestly.
Oh, okay. But he's coming here. Why?
Well, we don't know exactly yet.
Okay.
But, we know from the lightning tree that he's come to see Reich's mother.
Right. He's come to see Reich's mother. Maybe he's information gathering about the dad as well.
Yeah, I think so.
In our chat, we have, Bill saying that the implication is strong that Jessam doesn't tend to his responsibilities like the fields and the barn, but Reich's mom takes proper care of her things, the gardens, the beehives, and the animals.
That's a very astute. Thank you, Bill.
And I think that that's totally, totally the thing. I also think it's interesting that the dogs are barking, but they play with Bast and don't like try to maul him.
I will say that mine does. Mine will do that. Mine will hoot and holler and carry on at someone she knows or someone she sees every day and just be fine. That's just kind of, she's excited. Or it could be that they didn't eat. Well, I think that it's very possible that this is normal and then they just are being dogs and noticed him and get a good vibe from him. Or I think it's possible that without us being told about it, he did something, some kind of calming aura that kept them, you know, when they got however many feet from him.
Right. I'm your friend, not your enemy. I had one dog, my dog, who would bark his brains out at anything that happened, like someone rang the doorbell, whatever. And then my brother's dog, but when my dog went to the door, like he just was so excited to see you, like there's a new person, mom, there's a new person. But my brother's dog was gonna eat the UPS guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely a difference between two kinds of dog barking, but we don't. Anyway, it's just interesting to note that the dogs are friendly with Bast.
Yeah. And it also, for whatever reason. Yeah. And it's, for what it's worth, it doesn't tell us the dog's, you know, body language. Because sometimes that tells you.
Yeah. And like, and the use of that word baying, because it definitely sort of initially indicates a violent intent, because, you know, I don't know, do you know the expression baying for someone's blood?
Sure.
I don't, but I think of baying as something a hound does.
Yeah, it tells when me they're that they're on the scent. Yeah. It tells me that they're hounds and they found their coon or whatever.
They found their prey.
Exactly.
But I also think that baying,
it's like a basset. It's the basset hound.
Exactly.
Thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But to me, that's all. That can also be friendly, depending on.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, mine kind of does a woo woo, but sometimes it's fine.
Yeah, it definitely depends on like what their little rough of their neck is doing and like their body language says, but we don't get that here.
And the tail,
oh, yeah,
as well, and the ears. Yeah.
Are they excited or are they sad? Like scared.
Yeah. This has been Dog Psychology.
I mean, other than that, it's just sort of a lot of description of Reich's yard.
Yeah, it's a nice little description.
Yeah, it seems very charming. But I don't feel like there's tons for us to closely examine.
I think Reich's mom's favorite color might be yellow. That's the only other takeaway I have.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just bee symbolism, but we've got like marigolds and yellow curtains and lots of like flowers, marigolds.
Well, fox fiddle, I don't really know what that is. And
the marigolds are definitely probably like orangey yellow.
Yeah, because Bill sent a link to something called fiddle neck. That's a little flower, and I found something called fox and cubs, which is interesting, but there doesn't seem to be fox fiddle, so that must be another yellow one.
That's just a really great made up flower name. I mean, it's very charming.
I like it.
I like that Bass pets the dogs for a few minutes before he carries on.
Yeah, that's fun.
It makes me like Bass more.
Dogs like to play.
Anything else on this page, you guys?
I don't think so, but you know what we do have is a powerful need for letters. Please write us letters to page, or not page of the wind. You can write to pageofthewind@gmail.com too, as well, if you want to alleviate the loneliness of the original trio. I'm sure they're just pining away for all of your letters. But if you want to talk about what's going on in the show, you can write to narrowpodbetweenpages@gmail.com or avail yourself of the letters channel on the Page of the Wind Discord. As ever, it is a delightful and harmonious place that you should definitely be part of. You can toss us a few shims at the Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/pageofthewind, or become a recurring contributor at patreon.com/pageofthewind. We would dearly love your ratings and reviews on your podcast platform of choice. I think that's basically it, right, guys?
Yeah, if they're 5 stars, that rocks. Those reviews.
Yes.
You can say something nice about any of us.
Or, you know, if you need to say snide things about us, you can do that too, but still give us 5 stars.
Right. I mean, that's called constructive criticism.
Yeah. And we will give you constructive criticism, listener, on tomorrow's narrow page.
Page, and God, they need it.